Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. I can't wait to dive into this. We're talking about a game-changing hack for YouTube thumbnails using Ideogram 2.0. Right, so let's get into it. Have you ever spent hours creating what you thought was the perfect thumbnail, only to have it fall flat? Oh, totally. It's the worst feeling. You pour your heart into editing and then crickets. So what's this secret Ideogram 2.0 thumbnails hack all about? Alec, the hack itself isn't some secret code or anything sneaky. It's really a specific prompt structure that taps into Ideogram 2.0's advanced text rendering. Unlike other tools, it can generate accurate text right onto the image. Wait, so you're telling me that most AI tools struggle with text? That's a huge hurdle for creators. Exactly. Most of them just produce gibberish when it comes to text. But Ideogram 2.0? It nails it at about 95% accuracy. This hack leverages that, combining hyper-realistic facial expressions with bold typography in one go. Wow. So you can skip Photoshop altogether? That's right. When you generate the text during the image creation process, the lighting interacts with the letters in a way that looks professional, almost like you hired a designer. That's a total game changer. And I heard you mention that using this can significantly increase click-through rates. How much of a boost are we talking about, Alex? According to a study by TubeBuddy, thumbnails influence about 73% of click decisions on YouTube. And AI-optimized thumbnails, they can see a 29% higher CTR compared to manual designs. That's insane. I mean, if you're not using these tools, you're literally leaving views on the table. Exactly. The AI image generation market is booming, projected to jump from $347 million in 2024 to $1.2 billion by 2028. Creators are jumping on board to get that polished look. So, what's the magic behind these thumbnails? I know emotional hooks play a big role, right? You got it. Those shocked face thumbnails really work because of something called mirror neurons. They trigger emotional responses. With Ideogram 2.0, you can prompt for ultra-realistic facial expressions that are statistically more likely to get clicks. That's fascinating. And I remember you mentioning watch time boosts too? Yes. AI-generated thumbnails can lead to about a 16% increase in watch time, 4.2 minutes on average, compared to just 3.6 for manual designs. No way. That's incredible. So how do you actually create these viral thumbnails? Glad you asked. It all starts with a prompt formula. For example, you could say Ideogram 2.0 style, ultra-realistic shocked face of a gamer, bold neon text saying impossible, YouTube thumbnail, 8K, high contrast. Got it. That sounds simple enough, but does this work for every niche? Not necessarily. For example, if you're running a meditation channel, a shocked face might not fit the vibe. You'd need to adapt your approach to match your content. Okay, what about some specific prompts for different niches? For gaming, you might try Ideogram 2.0, explosive thumbnail, Minecraft character holding a diamond sword, text found it, 8K cinematic lighting. For vloggers, how about Ideogram 2.0, cozy aesthetic, girl drinking coffee by a rainy window, text cozy vibes. Those sound amazing. And I assume there's a reason behind those choices? Each prompt is designed to evoke certain emotions and visuals that resonate with that audience. Jordan, so why stick with Ideogram 2.0 over something like Midjourney or Canva? Good question. Midjourney creates beautiful art but struggles with text. Canva is great for layout, but the stock images can look overly generic. Ideogram, with its focus on text accuracy, really stands out. That makes sense. But are there any common mistakes creators should be wary of? Oh, for sure. One big pitfall is falling into the clickbait trap. Just because you can create something wild doesn't mean you should, especially if it misrepresents your video. YouTube is cracking down on misleading thumbnails. Right. So it's important to maintain authenticity. What about oversaturation? Exactly. If everyone's using the same shocked face template, you'll just blend in. It's crucial to add unique elements that reflect your brand. I love that. And what about the mobile aspect? I imagine that's important too. Yes, always check readability on mobile. If your text looks good on a computer but is unreadable on a phone, it's a no-go. Bold, sans-serif fonts usually work best. Great tip. So any final thoughts on using this workflow? Definitely. It's all about efficiency. If you can save time on thumbnail creation while boosting your views, that's a win. And with AI taking over, getting ahead now is key. Absolutely. So, to sum it up, leveraging Ideogram 2.0 can transform your thumbnails, increase your views, and streamline your workflow. Exactly. Thanks for tuning in today. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.